The Bible says, tonight when I looked at us, when I opened up, the Lord brought to my mind, I was talking about Elijah. And the Lord always reminds me of he said, well, who's having an Elijah day today? I'm having an Elijah day. And the Lord brought to my mind because I always find myself in the Word of God, and I encourage you to do the same thing. Because in the Word of God, the end of God's hand is peace.
Yes.
And when you see how God works out things for everybody else, then you know how God is working out for you. I was looking at today, and you know, all the things we do from time to time, it doesn't matter. You want to know, so why don't things always work out? Because it's earth.
Yes.
And everything's not going to ever work out until we are out of earth.
Yes.
Until we are changed. But God is faithful. Everybody say, God is faithful.
God is faithful.
The Lord is faithful, and the Lord will see you through it no matter what trial you go through. God is faithful.
God is faithful.
And the Lord will bring you through. And when some of the biggest trials, I noticed with Elijah, one thing I noticed, when he's going through his biggest trial, there's nobody there but him. And when Jesus is in the wilderness, he's going through his big trial, nobody there but him. And when Jesus is in the garden, before he goes to the cross and he's going through his absolute biggest trial, nobody there but him. And the Lord will come, send an angel for Elijah, send an angel for Jesus. The Lord will come, and these days he'll send his spirit to remind you. You're not the first person that thought you were doing something for God and somebody acting like you ain't doing nothing.
Yeah, yeah.
The Lord will see you through.
Amen.
You find the scripture yet?
Philippians 4:6.
Praise the Lord. Everybody say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Philippians 4:6. I want to encourage everybody tonight. Don't worry about anything. I didn't say not to be concerned. I didn't say, not to be responsible, because, especially if you're a pastor, you have people, you're going to be, if you're not concerned, and that's not the Lord either, that means you're complacent. Mm. But when it says this, it means don't worry yourself to the point where you leave God. Don't give up on God. Don't stop trusting God. Don't stop expecting God to show up. Don't ever get to a point where you feel like, but the Lord's not going to see me through, and God doesn't hear me, or God's not. Don't ever get there. That's called despair.
Yeah.
To despair is to give up on God.
Yes.
And he says in Philippians, when Paul is writing to the saints of Philippians, as he's saying to them, and this is the reason why he gets down in verse 8 and tells them what to think about, what to change their mind. He says, let your moderation or prove to everyone, show everyone that you come in contact with, that let them know that you're resting in God, and that your mind is such that you don't get too angry, too frustrated,
yes,
too hurt, too anything. Mm-hmm. Let them know that you're trusting in God, and you're not somebody who gets so upset you just give up, throw everything in. He says, let your moderation be shown to everybody. Let your moderation be known to everybody. Let everybody see that you're all right in God.
Amen.
Let everybody know that no matter, when somebody dies, let them know that, well, somebody died in his family, they were close to him, and I know it's hurt, but he's going to be all right.
Yeah.
And he's not going to try and turn the coffin over, and he's not going to yell out, why God?
Yeah.
And when things don't work out in the job, and you go in, the boss acts stupid and all these kind of things. Everybody's looking to see what the response is going to be, to see if it's going to be a godly response. Oh, I remember, yeah, I was in leadership school, and I was down in Montgomery. It was before the church was there. And I was witnessing everybody. I was on fire for God. And then my sister passed. It was in 1994. Yeah, I said it right. Mm-hmm. And I went to the funeral. I came back on Wednesday. I went back to class. And I came back, and this guy said to me, who was my ride back and forth to church, because we had kind of, you get close to people. And he said, I was looking to see how you were going to respond to this. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know what? The Lord says to me, I'll be all right.
Yeah.
Everybody, death comes to everyone. And then, it's the judgment that you need to be concerned about.
Right. Yeah.
So people are watching. So when he says, let your moderation be known, let it be known that I am resting in God and things are going to be all right. Might not be, you know, as David said, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. You got to let people know, I believe in that morning. Mm-hmm. I believe in that getting up morning. Mm-hmm. I believe I'm going to be all right. If I'm not all right on this side of heaven, I sure will be all right when I get there.
Yeah, amen.
So I thank God for his goodness. And he says this with the same thing. He says, let your moderation be known before all men, because the Lord is at hand. There's a reason why I'm not just, you know, I'm not just dulling it down and rolling with the punches. There's a reason why.
Yes.
They say, well, aren't you, you know, you don't seem like too upset about it. Well, I'm probably as upset on the inside as anybody else. But I know that the Lord's going to fix it, and I'm going to be all right.
Amen. Yes.
And, you know, and even when you like to, I was talking about Elijah tonight, even when the Jezebels come or the people come and they oppose you, or when evil comes from wherever it comes for no real reason. Right now, when you think about it, for all of us who are black, there's an evil coming against us. It's just even when it comes to voting.
Yes.
Why are you trying so hard?
Right. Yeah.
Just, you know, you. It seems like the devil uses people to make me feel as uncomfortable as they can in the earth. And that's the Lord, too, because he keeps reminding me this is not my home.
Yeah.
That I'm just passing through. And he uses men, you know, evil people who seems like sometimes it feels like they have cattle prods. And as the Lord told Paul when he was coming out of him, he says, hard to kick against the prick. He met those little prods that you prod animals with and push them along. And you know, and they don't want to go, but you keep prodding. It seems like the Lord just allows people on earth to just keep making earth as uncomfortable as it can.
Amen. Yeah.
Do whatever they can for no real reason. Why don't you? You know, why do you feel like I can't have what you have?
Yeah, that's right.
But you know, then the Lord comes and says, that's the reason why you need heaven, because in God there's no respect to
person.
So, well, Lord wants you to fix it with them. He says, no, I've got an end for them too. But I also have an expected end for you. And they're not the answer to what you need.
I am. Amen.
So he says, let your moderation be known. I'm the way I am because of the Lord. I'm not the way I am because people always treat me right. Because they don't always do that.
Amen.
Sometimes people, you know, and I'm not saying they're all people, because sometimes, you know, people can not treat you right and not even realize they're not treating you right.
Right. Yes, right. Yeah.
Sometimes people can be unfair, and they can be the nicest people in the world, don't even realize they're being unfair.
Yeah.
But that's just the way it is, because we rub up against one another.
Yeah.
He says, but let your moderation be known. And then there are things he says, and don't worry about anything. Don't worry about it. And Jesus is in the garden, and this is the best example I know. He's in the garden, and he's saying to the Father, he says, Lord, get me through this night, because this is going to be a great temptation. And everything so far that has happened, I've been able to do what you told me to do, and I've been able to hold true to the doctrines that you give me and say what you said, And tonight, of all nights, he says, it is a long ways. It's only a few hours, but it's a long ways between here and the cross.
Yeah.
And I just need to get to this cross and do and die like I'm supposed to die so you can resurrect me. And I need you to get me through this night. I need you to get me through this night where Peter's going to deny me. And all the disciples, really all of them, are going to deny me because they're going to all take off running. And I need you to get me through this night, you know, from the physical beating and throwing that up, torturing me in the giving up, and I need you to get me through this night.
Yes.
He says, there's this, you know, he says, all these things are in this cup that I have.
Yeah.
They're part of what I'm going to go through, and this is the way I must go, because the world needs to see how horrible sin is and the depths of it, and it's inescapable, and I need you to get me past this cup that's in front of me and get me all the way to the cross. And I need to be so that I can do what you'd have me do. And the Lord sends an angel to minister to him, because he's going to see him through. But he's made up his mind that however it goes, I'm going to make it and I'm going to be all right. So when he gets up, and he's not, you know, the temptation is, well, when Peter cuts off the man's ear, let him cut it off because he's wrong anyway. But Jesus says, no, this is not the way it's supposed to go.
Yeah.
I need to be the Son of God all the way to the cross.
Yeah.
When they beat me, I still need to be the Son of God. When they deny me, I still need to be the Son of God. When they spit in my face, I still need to be the Son of God. When they pull out my beard, I still need to be the Son of God. Well, who's that? I'm someone who knows that beyond death there is a resurrection. I'm someone who knows that you can do whatever you want to do to me tonight, but after 3 days and three nights, I'm going to be all right.
Amen.
I'm someone who knows I'm going to be restored, and it's rough right now, and it's going to get worse, and it's a bad night, but I do know there is a resurrection, and I'll be all right.
Amen.
He says, but in everything my prayer and thanksgiving, everything, my prayer and supplication and thanksgiving. I'm almost done. And when I come to the Lord and I'm having a bad day, I don't even know where to start in prayer. I just start saying, thank you, Jesus. I don't even know what's the first thing to tell him. I just start saying, thank you, Jesus. I don't even know where to begin to lay it out about how horrendous the day is and this and that and the other. I just know how to say, thank you, Jesus. And and before I know it, the Spirit will come in and he says to me, you just need to thank God for all the things God has done. Because while things were not going right, you're still breathing. And while things were piling up, you still have your right mind. And while this was going on, you're still on your way to heaven. And I must not ever allow the devil to come in and steal my joy and think he's even had a minor victory. I must not ever let the devil come in and make him think I've even had even the slightest setback. Because in God, there's never a setback, because God never wavers about his decision to deliver and to bring you out. You have to make up your mind, and this is what settles us and causes us to go through. And this is what we do. So when we come in, we lay it out and we pray and we make our supplications. And Lord, you need to heal that one. And Lord, it'll be so nice if you do this. And Lord, it'll be so nice if you do that. And I thank you, Lord, for everything you've done.
Amen.
Thank God for the testimony tonight. Because everybody's just thanking God and giving God glory.
Yes.
I thank God for how he's brought you. Know, in your worst day, you don't stand up and say, why, God, you need to stand up and say, thank you, Lord.
That's right.
For your goodness and your mercy. Thank you, Lord, that I've made it through it. Thank you, Lord, that you kept me. And thank you, Lord, that you saw me. And thank you, Lord, that you brought me. And thank you, Lord, that my mouth still works and my brain still functions. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for my everlasting life. Thank you for your glory. Thank you for your Holy Ghost. Thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ. Thank you for the blood.
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 And then you start to, that's the reason why I said I can just see Elijah on his way back. When he came to where he was going, you know, it seems like Jezebel has some kind of victory. But on his way back, I can hear him singing, I got the victory. And he's not worried about her being there. He's not worried about what he's going to find. I can see him on his way back singing, victory is mine. I told Satan to get thee behind. I can see him on his way back saying, I'm all right now.
I'm all right now,
It's like the song says, I fixed it up with my Jesus. You know, and I, you know, I'm, you know, this, I can just see him on his way back glorifying God. And you know, and they say, well, why, you know, and why is it in scripture? Because I ask myself all the time when I read them, what is this in here for me to know? It's to show me that on your worst day, when you need God, God will show up.
Yes, he will.
As soon as you settle down for a minute, God will show up. How disappointed would Elijah would have been if he'd have been mad because God didn't show up in the wind. How's this? I gotta go someplace and find some wind. No, you don't have to do that. I gotta go someplace and find some fire. No, you don't have to do that. I gotta go someplace and watch the earth shake. No, I don't have to do that. I just need to sit down and let the Lord come. I need to go over here and see if I can't hear from God. I need to go over there and see if I can't hear from God. No, you just need to make your supplication and your prayer known with thanksgiving, and you will hear from God. God knows where you are. Oftentimes, when people will call me up, and sometimes they'll say, well, you know, so-and-so's in emergency, and so-and-so's in the hospital, or whatever. And if I'm able to go, I go. But before I even show up, the Lord has already said to me, you know, the person who's moving and the person who's healing, he's already there. I'm going to show my faith on my part and a show of faith on theirs. But the truth of it is, whether I go or not, when I ask God to heal, the person who's going to do the healing is already there. The person who's going to do the delivering is already there. And he might say to me, now go in there and lay hands on, I'll do this and that and the other, but I know if I'm not able to make it, the person who's going to raise him up, and my decision to go or not go, if God decides he's going to do it, is not going to change that one way or the other. I'm going in the faith that God's going to heal them because I come. I'm going in the faith that when I get there, God's going to heal them.
That's right. Yes.
It's God that I'm going in the faith of, knowing that he's the healer, he's the deliverer, he's the one who raised up, and I am going to watch God work. I'm going to witness the goodness of God and how he moves.
God is a good God.
Yes, he is.
So I thank God tonight for whatever you're going through and have you been and what your week's been like and what your days have been like. But he says in this, and I'm almost finished, he says, and the peace of God that passes all understanding, the peace of God that passes all understanding. I don't know why I'm not as upset as I normally would be, but God has kept me and I'm all right no matter what. And you know, you get to a point after a while where you expect that from God.
Yes.
Passes all, and everybody is saying, aren't you supposed to be, you know, really tore up, and aren't you supposed to be this or that or the other? And if I, that had been me, I'd have had something to say. I did have something to say.
God help me.
I said, thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, yes.
I did have something to say.
Yes.
I said, glory to God.
Glory to God.
I did have something to say.
Yes.
I'm all right now.
Yes.
I did have something. Well, did you have something? I did have something to say. The Lord is on my side.
All right.
I did have something to say. I'm so glad I'm in the Lord.
Lord. Amen.
I did have something to say. Praise God is my God.
Amen.
I did have something to say. Glory
Praise
to God.
God. Yeah. Yeah.
He says in the peace of God, which passeth all understanding. You know, when people get upset and you can't talk to them, it amazes me how people can be in God so long and can be so void of understanding and be so void of the Spirit of God that you can't talk to them and you can't settle them down to talk to them when they have an ought or gripe. There's no reasoning with them. And yet they've been in God for a long time. And the Spirit will say to me sometimes when I say, well, maybe I should say this to him. He says, no, it won't do any good.
Yeah, that's right.
Say your breath.
He says, that won't do any good. He says, as a matter of fact, I'll be like rubbing an eating spot. It'll just spread it more.
Yeah.
And he says, you know, you just wait until I can blot it up and it'll be all right. He says, shall keep your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ. And then in the last part down here, I like this. He says, finally, my brethren, whatsoever things are true. So he turns to me. And he doesn't tell me to preach this to anybody else. He says to me, when he turns to me, he says, what is true? What is honest? What's just? And all the things you read down there, what's pure, lovely, of a good report, and virtue. Think on these things. And these things add up to being God.
Yes.
These things add up to being God. These things add up to being Jesus Christ.
Yes.
These things add up to being the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
It's God who's true.
Yes.
That's where my mind has to go.
Yes.
It's God who's not whatsoever things are true, like now what's true about this and what's, you know, let me see now where's the truth. No, it's God who's true.
That's right.
Yes.
It's God who's honest. It's God who's just. It's God who's pure. It's God who's loving. It's God who's of a good report. It's God who has the virtue. If there be any virtue, if you're going to come out of this and let your moderation be known, think on these things. They can say what they want to, but the Holy Ghost knows the truth. They can do what they want to do, but God is loving. God is pure. He knows all about me, and he knows my portion, and he knows everything else. God is honest.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Otherwise, You'll go around in a circle, and the peace that you're trying to have when you come full circle, you're back to where you were trying to figure out what you need to say again.
Yeah, amen.
And how you need to handle it again.
Yeah, yes.
And all these things down here, if there be any virtue, he says down here, if there be any praise, you know, in us, think on these things, it must be God. These are the things that describe God. These are the things that describe what we're supposed to be like when God gets through us. These are the things that bring the peace that's in Christ Jesus. That's why he says, think about what's true. I'm really in God. Think about what's lovely. Think about what's honest, what's pure. I'm really in God.
Yes.
And the peace of God, he says in this, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ. And the peace that comes from God, that settles you down and says it's going to be all right. Everything's going to work out. I just keep going to God. I keep putting everything I have in God. I put my wife in God, my church in God, my children in God, my grandchildren in God. Everything that I touch, I put the saints in God. I put the people who are in the church in God. I put every pastor in God. I want God to touch everything that I touch, everything that concerns me.
If you know me and it concerns me,
I've given you over to God at some point or another.
Yes.
If we have any relationship, I've given you over to God because he's the person who's just, who's loving, who's honest, pure. He's the one who's true. I've given you over to God.
Yes.
I've made my petitions known. I've supplicated God. And I told him, I've asked him to heal you, and him to deliver you, and him to watch over you, and him to keep you. When you told me about what you're going through, it's him I trusted. It's him I asked.
Yes, yes. Hallelujah.
I didn't worry about what's she going to do, what's he going to do.
Yes.
I said, I'm going to give you to God.
Yes.
There's nothing too hard for him.
Yes.
There's nothing he can't do. With him, all things are possible. I've given him over to you. Giving you over to him.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Committed everything into his hands. My life, everything from my heartbeat to the furthest reaches of my mind. If I know you, Bishop Bruner was sick a couple of weeks ago. He had COVID. Gave him over to God. Elder Herman Hicks the other week, a couple of weeks ago, had COVID. Gave him over to God. They're all doing fine now.
Praise the Lord, yes.
Everybody I hear about, give them over to God.
Yes.
They're doing fine. The Lord will see you through.
Yes, he will.
No matter what.
Amen.
That's how everybody's standing. That's how you can let your moderation be known. That's how it's not the outward you're telling everybody, I'm all right, I'm all right. Don't you know about that?
That's the difference. Yeah.
Some of us are old enough and been around long enough that you can tell us you're all right all you want. We know when you're all right and when you're not.
That's right. Amen.
Haven't you figured out yet, just by reason of age, to say nothing of the Holy Ghost? For all of us who came through in any normalcy and have any amount of discernment, either spiritual or otherwise, don't you know we know when you have something on your mind that's not working right? Don't you know? And many of them, and the Lord will say many times, it isn't that, and one thing I know about the Holy Ghost. Don't ever trust that someone is absolutely in the Holy Ghost when they say to you, I believe and speak in my mind. They have just told you they don't have the mind of the Spirit.
Because it's their mind
that they believe and speak.
It's their mind, that's right.
Because oftentimes the Holy Ghost will say to you, whatever's on your mind, that's where it needs to stay. Whatever thoughts you have, that's where they need to. The peace of God comes with you not having said it. The settlement comes there. Because in God, whatever things are true, whatever things are just, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are honest, whatever things have a good report, think on those things. And the Lord will see you through.
Yes.
He says in this, thank God for his goodness and his mercy. And the Lord will see you through. Those things which you both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do. And the God of peace shall be with you. Everybody lift your hand. Father, we come before you in Jesus' name. Thank you for your goodness and thank you for your mercy. We thank you for the people of God and for the way of the Lord. Lord, we ask you to bless us and keep us tonight and see us through. Lord, keep Sister Gamble, who I think is on the road tonight, going down to Jacksonville, Lord, and keep her family. And Lord, keep her mind no matter what. And all those that are sick. Lord, you know what you are determined to do. And Lord, the way of the Lord is right.
It's right.
Lord, always give us the mind that the way of the Lord is right no matter what. Lord, keep Sister Nancy tonight. All those, Lord, whose names, Lord, come before our minds. Lord, keep them tonight and watch over them in Jesus' name. Lord, raise up Ella Tiantha tonight even the more. Strengthen her, Lord, every time she hears the word of God.
Yes, Lord, let it do
that. Lord, even the more, oh God. Lord, cause her strength to grow day by day, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, bless all the saints of New Covenant tonight, of Emmanuel tonight. Bless all the saints of promise tonight, Lord, and see us through. In Jesus' name. Lord, remember Antoine tonight, Lord. But for whatever reason, Lord, thou knowest, he comes to my mind. Lord, I pray, Lord, hear again, Lord, that whatsoever, Lord, I touch, whatsoever concerns me, oh God, Lord, I commend into thy hands, oh God. Lord, I pray for your leading and your guiding and your keeping. In the name of Jesus. Lord, heal us everyone. Touch us in these feeble, mortal bodies, oh God. For Lord, one day we are fine, the next day, Lord, we are not. Lord, we pray, Lord, you keep us because you are a healer and you are a deliverer. Lord, even tonight, Lord, we heard the testimonies of all those, Lord, that you have touched and you have healed. And Lord, we are sure, Lord, that they're okay. It's by your healing power, by no other way we know, by no other God. For sure there are no other gods. Lord, we'll give you all the glory, all the honor, all the praise. In Jesus' name, the people of God say amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Give the Lord a hand. You can be seated. Thank God for his goodness and his mercy. We'll be back Sunday morning at 10 o'clock, glorifying God, giving God the glory.